The alert remains in effect until 11 a.m. tomorrow, with the Twin Cities Metro and much of central, eastern, and northeastern Minnesota expected to reach the hazardous maroon air quality index category. Health officials say wildfire smoke can affect everyone, not just people with asthma or other underlying health conditions. University of Minnesota Duluth toxicologist Sarah Locker.
An acute hazardous exposure can definitely, even the healthiest among us can feel symptoms there. You probably will feel it in your nose and in your eyes, maybe scratchy throat. And as the AQI goes up, you'll start to see like strong irritation of your nasal passages and maybe even some noticeable impact on your lung function.
Locker says reducing your exposure is the most important step.
If you can limit your exposure, that's the number one thing to do. EPA recommends that people stay inside, stay indoors during bad air quality events, and I think that's a great place to start.
Locker also recommends wearing a KN95 mask if you must spend time outdoors.
Even just having a KN95 mask is going to make a difference. And if you, go out, put a KN95 mask on and go stand by a campfire and see what happens. I think you'll be able to tell really quickly that those masks are filtering out some of that hazardous fraction.
Locker says KN95 masks are designed to filter the tiny particles found in wildfire smoke. With this Minnesota Minute, I'm Tasha Radel.